Manifested Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gugzin on kaya959.
Greetings, Gugzin, or Gugzin with G20. Gugzin with B20, so born.
Good morning, Poma boy.
How was the B20 experience, young lady?
Oh, fulfilling. Fulfilling is probably the word that comes to mind, but absolutely amazing. I was like a kid in a candy store.
I can imagine.
In the same way for sports, if you had to speak, you know, to the likes of, you know, global leaders and have them all in the room, literally hanging on to your every word, that's exactly what it felt like for me.
Oh, man.
So it was amazing.
That's amazing. And we love to see you flying the Kaya 959 flag high. So job well done to you. Now, coming back to the business update here today, African Bank reported solid results for the year end September 2025. Can you take us through those overall results?
Sure. So African Bank, we did have the CEO, Kennedy Bungane, on the show last night on Kaya Biz, giving us some perspective on their half-year results. And as you've mentioned, they did see a beautiful recovery just in terms of customer numbers. When they started just over 5 years ago, it was, not started, but really implemented their recovery plan. There's a particular strategy that they implemented called Accelerate, and that actually saw them improve their customer numbers from just over a million to well over 6 million currently when it comes to the consumer base. They've also been spending a lot of money on bolting on new businesses to the entity, largely to make sure that they have new levers to pull at. So they recently bought the likes of Sasfin Bank if it comes to the commercial and property business. They also bought Grindrod Bank, which has now given them a better arm just to assist businesses with their business banking, and UBank, which also fell under that particular unit. What was intriguing for him to mention was that when it comes to some of the key metrics, they are trying to find themselves in a place where they grow now sustainably in terms of the acquisitions that they've recently made. That does mean that some of the key metrics that we use to measure the performance of a bank, like return on equity, will be key for them to follow up on. So specifically something called return on equity, or ROE, which basically measures the performance of a bank, how the investments that it's made actually help it generate income and increase its value for shareholders. For African Bank, it currently sits in single digits, around 3-4%. They're trying to move that into double digits now, into the early teens, and that will likely be part of the process that they follow through with over the next 3 years till 2027, where from there they're likely to make their debut on the JSE to be a publicly listed entity. But so far, so good. Improvement in numbers, new product development, big business growth that they do see. And of course, if I'm not mistaken, also planning to sponsor the Soweto Marathon this coming weekend. So I understand Thomas is going to be there to this weekend.
That is fantastic. They've been doing quite well. Now, we also have Oceana Group. If I'm not mistaken, that is the company that owns Lucky Star. What's news there?
Yes. Definitely. Well, you're on the right track and completely correct. Lucky Star is probably the feather in their cap. To give you some context, Lucky Star is probably one of the biggest and well-known tin fish brands that we have, not only in South Africa, but Southern Africa. What's also interesting is that this continues to be their money maker, essentially because we as South African consumers are always looking for affordable means of accessing protein. And this is where essentially pilchards fish does come in. They also have another array of their product suite there, specifically when it comes to corned beef, as well as tuna that they make in tin versions. What's interesting, when we spoke to the CEO on the show last night, he also mentioned that they recently launched noodles. So if you happen to see any Lucky Star noodles, trust that it is genuine. It is made by the original manufacturer. Yeah, and that's part of their plan to actually continue investing into other food products. And they are looking for opportunities to expand there and have been making investments. Where the company did see slight pressure, though, Paul, because their profits did decline by at least 30%, is in their fish meal and fish oil business. So outside of that, they actually have investments in a company called Daybrook, as well as a specific fishing company that's also based in South Africa, parts of the Gulf and the U.S. Essentially, the fish meal is like chicken feed for chickens. It's the kind of, you know, grass that you'd feed to cows. You need to give fish some kind of meal and food in order to allow them to actually grow effectively in the ponds and pools you have. Coupled with that, they've been maintaining quite a lot of their machinery when it comes to the actual ships that they have out and about, trying to ensure that they're able to continue to offer the supply to the international market that actually loves South African hake and cod. So that's where they saw some pressure. Unfortunately, the market's been very competitive for them, and the pricing of that particular fish meal and fish oil hasn't been competitive. So some pressure points being felt there for the business, and unfortunately this time around reporting a loss, or not a loss, but a significant decline in their profits.
I mean, I'm not surprised that they would be going into the noodle market, because the other day I saw Kellogg's also have noodles. But anyway, speaking of markets, what's going on there?
Markets will open up from 110,015 points today for the JSE All Share Index. Currency-wise, we're at 17.29 to the US dollar, 22.65 to the British pound, and now 19.91 against the euro.
Thank you very, very much, Gugu. She will be back on the business show that is taking place between 6 and 8 this evening.
Business Update with Gugu 24P on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.